Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for all audiences, so tell audiences, everybody, tell everyone, everyone in Christendom. This is about organic living, okay? Okay, you are listening to Seeing the Change for the Past, Being the Change for the Future, here with the one and only Organic, okay? It's 9 o'clock here on the dot, and everyone in Radio Land, boy, do we have a message you need to hear. Okay, you know what? Don't just hear, talk. I mean, come on. You can get in on this. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. My name is Talk Dude. I'm a comedian. Now, when I first heard about this show, what's Organic Okay? Like, what is this about? What's your deal? And he told me, organic. It's about organic. Now, here's the thing. Everybody's trying to get organic now. You go to stores, everyone's trying to basically have something that's all natural, purified of chemicals that toxify and poison. Everything that's organic is kind of just a little bit poisonous. But then again, there's some organic stuff that's poisonous too, isn't there? But not this. See, organic, okay, has been going on. See, there are people who are in slaves, chains, in cages. And, well, this show is a little bit about freeing all that. Battered men, unbattered men, that's what it's all about. And you're probably wondering, how does that work exactly? Is this what my cup of tea? Dude, free everybody, and you can free yourself next. Everybody wants to live free. But a lot of people are afraid of it. Freedom can kill you. It's a fact. Because out there, anything goes. But freedom and security can go together. Organic Okay is a philanthropist who's been going around and honestly taking care of the community. He's been going around driving from place to place with a whole bunch of other people in like a convoy of trucks, you know, Winnebagos, cars and all that. And they've been cleaning up all the garbage off the street and trying to make things better for the people who are living there. He's basically been enlightenment. He's a prophet with some kind of message. Does that sound like a bit much? Does it sound a little too much? See, anything that sounds really too good, everyone's especially cynical and skeptical about. Too many people are cynical. Cynical as can be. Well, they think the cynicism keeps them safe, but it doesn't. It just keeps you locked up, imprisoned. Makes you a prisoner in your mind and your soul. Open yourself up to other opportunities. Now, honestly, that's what the show is about. A battered man. You know, I'm a battered man. You know, he actually brought me on this kind of like as a, what's the word I'm looking for, an expert witness. You know, boy, do I have tales to tell. I want to tell them on this show with, now, let's see, Organic, where are you? Are you here? Okay, well, let me go on then.
Yeah, I'm here. Organic is here. Everybody doing at this point in time, I want to, you know, take the actual time to say to you the highlighted moment that you've been desiring. Whatever that is, I want to say I'm embracing your desires that you have put into this as you're dealing with the opposition that you see that's in you and not on you. And this is something that we must be clear on how we can break somebody's opposition of being battered. How are you dealing with this opposition of being battered? Somebody is trying to oppress the desire you have, the freedom that you're actually being part of. The more they talk, the more you free into being yourself because you tuned in and you figured it out. You've seen the bigger connection. And for those that are dealing with different types of people, that they are trying to get more freedom by having a group of people help them, but the group of people are trying to just pretty much trying to be like, almost like, you know, when you have some lotion, and at the end of the lotion, you're trying to knock all the lotion out by just popping on your hand. People are trying to use the bottom of what's going on, and they don't necessarily get everything. Now, what's we going to do? I'm going to give you a little intimate connection with this guy Dude Talk. And Dude Talk is going to talk for a little bit. I'm going to come back and Dude Talk. Hey, express to the group of people and tell them about how you are enhancing the connection, embracing the whole of the organic. And yes, organic is something that's it's experience that you're having. And we are connecting. I'll be back shortly, and we will talk about this. The organic, I'll be back shortly. And I appreciate your time that's connecting to this moment.
Okay, well, it's like this. There are people all over who are basically captive. You know, you're captive yourself. You know, there are some people who are trying really hard to stay prisoners. They feel safety and security in being one of those people who are like the hamster on the running on the wheel that never gets off. There's a pellet, there's a little water bottle. There's a pellet, some cedar chips, and a nice water bottle every now and again. And out there, if you're out there in the real world, in the real rat race, you're getting eaten alive. There are dang people who are basically just plain. They say freedom. They want to be in prison where it's safe. They feel comfort in it. Security. And they basically say, it's like being in abusive relationships, you know? It's like being a septic tank worker. You got to get used to the smell. But in the longer run, look what it makes you. Nothing against septic tank workers personally. They have an important job. What am I getting at? Maybe just this. People, too much of us are being oppressed every single day. And we're starting to enjoy it. I mean, people can't even say what they think or feel anymore. Because you know what? Everyone's terrified of what's going to happen. What will happen? It's a sad, sad thing. It truly is. For multiple reasons. We're used to imprisoning. See, I think we need to practice our own kind of personal jailbreak. First, you got to free your mind a little bit. You got to free your spirit. All the battered men out there who allow themselves to be beaten almost as if it's a test, an endurance trial. The more of those love taps you take, the more of those marks made on your back. You're proving yourself as a man. The man can never hit back unless it's another man. Yeah, that's what they want, isn't it? Hey, who wouldn't like that? Knowing you can hit somebody, but they can never hit you back, no matter what. That's a thing. That's a real thing. But honestly, I don't know. Anyway, that's the show is basically about freeing all that. All that batterness and oppression. You're being oppressed right now, don't you? It's happening in ways you don't even realize. And you tell yourself it's what you want, but it's not. It's just something that you just happen to... you happen to fall into. It's something that just happened to you. And you think if you don't just suck it up and gut it out, it means you're not a man. That's how men let themselves get battered, dude. They keep saying they're just love taps. It's just because they love me. I don't want to be a baby about this. What else would I do? What was some kind of answer here? Here, aren't we? Do you want to take? Do you want to get in? I know. Your overly busy, hectic schedule doesn't really allow it. And you're afraid to change. You're afraid to stop being battered because, anyway, what might happen to you? The batteredness, see, is your whole identity. It's true. You're a battered man. You stop being battered. What are you then? Who are you? Can you get a job, have a relationship anywhere if you're not willing to be battered? You say you want respect, but do you deserve it? Do you deserve all those things that you want? Those things that we basically know human beings should get, but mostly they don't. The things that seem to be for other people who made it, who got rich, who prospered when many of us did not. If everyone succeeds, they say, many more fail. You got to keep trying again, but you're afraid to keep trying too often. Because eventually you're going to get to that point where there is no coming back. And you know what I'm talking about. Sometimes you strike out. And it's just strike one. That's it. Some people don't get the chance to try again. It's all such a crapshoot, isn't it? It really is. But this organic living is going to change all that. Understand this. All you guys out there who are being battered, who are being abused, you don't have to shrug it off and say that's life. You don't have to gut it out to prove you're a man. You don't have to say, I fell. I hurt myself on the bathroom door. Yeah. How do you stop yourself from being battered, abused, used, and misused? Well, the first step is admitting that you're a battered man. Look in the mirror and say, I'm a battered man. Acknowledge who battered you. And acknowledge the fact it doesn't have to be like that. You don't have to just settle for this. You don't. There's an alternative. There's basically, this isn't a pill you can take. It's a whole way of life that's going to change you, shake you up. It's like being hit by a meteorite. You're going to have superpowers. And the best way to make sure you keep those superpowers is sharing them with others, sharing everything with a secret. The world doesn't have to be like this. Your life doesn't have to be like this. You can change. It can change. That's what this program's about. Organic OK is all about rehabilitation in a way, unbattering the battered men, unbattering them, pulling back all those punches and all the bruises and cuts and missing teeth just disappear. I mean that. Now, Organic OK, he's a philanthropist. He's gone around basically helping people along with. He didn't just basically go to the right schools and make the right money, do the right. I mean, he didn't just do that. He came up with a new way and a new vision that was going to free people, break off the slave chains. I know what you're thinking, but it's not just a race thing. No. Dude, a lot of different people wear these chains, all kinds. They're different types. Some are worse than others, but these people in general are basically being made into slaves. Isn't it time for the revolution? Is it time for revolt? Isn't it time for the freeing? Now, me personally, I was a battered man. He came to me honestly and told me there was a way around it. So I started to follow his system, to break out of it, to be free, to prosper, to be the guy that I wanted to be. And even there's a program to get what you want out of life. It's not like a self-help seminar, doesn't it? Maybe in a lot of ways it is. But really, it's first of all about self-help and helping heal the entire world. That's what all this is about. It's about building and changing and turning this world while we still have the opportunity. Because Lord knows we may not for very long. Honestly. Human life, sentient life on this planet may not last as long as we'd like to think it will. So what do we do? 15 minutes after the hour, 9:15 here on the program, seeing the change for the past, being the change for the future. What do you think of all this? You want to get on this? We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. first tell yourself, I want to change. I want there to be change. I want there to be better. And don't think by asking for change, you're basically one of those people.
Okay. Let's look at this. If you was clearing your appetite for a hungry dinner table, what society being battered, what would your appetite be? Would you be looking for a society to grab the table and shake all the infrastructure and grabbing the people that's going to give you what you're doing is when you don't understand, and maybe you do understand, and you've been so connected with the oppression and the infrastructure of how it's set up that you think that it's mandatory for you to go to the opposition. You got to see, the free person needs to have a position of being free, not necessarily trying to make words that sound like they're free, right? Look in deep. This show right here is a person like Dude Talk, being free. Can you truly, I want you to truly give them the shadows and the actual pictures of your soul as being uplifted. Show them as you be free and tell them that. Don't go around all these things that, talk about the thing that everybody can connect with from your spirit. Not this spirit that you pin out there almost like, you know, a yard sale. You trying to see someone going to buy something you don't want. But give them something that in you, you're going to see them later and embrace them as they meet you at some point in time or hear about you. Come on, man. Really show the not the trash that you want to get rid of, but the thing that you're trying to embrace. Come on. I'll be back in a few minutes, everybody. This is Talk Dude.
Yeah, this is Talk Dude. Well, that was organic, okay. I wish you would have introduced yourself, basically, before you stepped in on my rap. But, okay, now tell me. I've gotten on this program. How do I really free and unchain myself and take off the label of battered man? Well, tell me that. Oh, okay, well, I guess I'll answer myself. Okay. Daily steps. Ask yourself how you're being abused, when you're being abused, why you're being abused, and why are you letting yourself be abused? Is it better than this? Am I happy? Am I happy being a battered man? Understand something. Understand the program isn't necessarily for everybody. Some people are masochistic. Some people want to stay in that cell as somebody else's prison husband. Some want to be battered. Some want the abuse, misuse, and use. Sorry, I was trying to do a little rap rhyme thing there. But anywho, that's a real thing. You need to ask yourself, what do you want? First step, what do you want? Now, honestly, we can free people. You can free yourself today. You can help free somebody else tomorrow. I don't want this like one of those overnight instant cures, okay? It's not a pill you take. It's a program that you get into and you get behind. You get so deeply behind it, you start pushing it. It's in you. I mean, you pass on to everybody else. I know, it sounds like an STD, but no, really, this is a good kind of thing that is needed. That everybody could use. So anywho, say, I'm not going to wait another minute. I'm not going to stall. I'm not going to twiddle my thumbs. I'm not going to say, I just don't have time. Make the time to change that life of yours and free everybody else. Make the time to really basically say, I will not stand by as an abused man one more minute. No more. I guess I had it coming. You come home with a black eye. Free yourself. Free yourself. What's the first step? Okay, first step is positive thinking. Happy thoughts. Think I'll feel a little bit better about yourself today. Second, the second thought Admit that you're a battered man. Actually, that should be the first step. No. That's the first step. Admit that you're a battered man. Look yourself in the mirror and say, I'm battered. I've been abused. And say, I'm going to do something about it. I'm going to keep doing something about it. And you know what? Before you know it, before you know, everything just starts to pick up.
You know what? This guy wants to tell you about being free. He's so hostage to that desire that he's craving, as he's the person that is encouraging the person. You can't be free in these words if you're saying. Open up. It's not the desire that you crave to free people. It's not like you will listen to other people in the lobby as you're waiting to be treated and hearing things that they're kind of, in a sense, they're kind of giving you this kind of fear. This is not free talk, because free talk doesn't sound like this. You know this is not the side of your freedom. This is the side
of... I thought I was helping the propaganda. Did I make an error? A boo-boo? Did I F up? Okay, well, good question. Why don't you tell us? Define basically how this program is going to work for the people out there. This organic.
The first thing, well, recognize the gift when you get it. Let's talk about something.
Go ahead.
This is a thing that we hear a lot. Have you ever heard a woman tell you this? I'm old enough to be your mother. You ever heard that before?
Yeah, I've heard it.
What do you make out of that? You ever see a woman that's talking to you about she wants to be your mama, and you could make what out of that story?
Not quite. No, I'm sorry. You have to elaborate. I'm not picking it up at all. Elaborate for the whole world. Tell us.
One of the things is, a woman told me, if I'm talking to her, or just say, gentlemen, you're dealing with a story, the woman say she wants to be a mama. And that capacity of age, she's saying that the life that she's lived, she owed up to give you the birth. Now, it's a guy that dating a woman his age, she can be his mother. Because she actually opened her womb. So technically, yeah, every woman can be a mother or be your mother at a point in time. Huh?
Indeed.
And what she's referencing, she's saying that the life she has is something above your life. And the life expectancy that she evaluate, it's no, you're not on the same wavelength as her. But we must understand that's better than a man, because this man may have in his essence the ancestors that gave him all the amazing ingredients to embed the spiritual vibration level that emotionally put in place, from the bedroom to the psychological standpoint and the physical standpoint of doing things in her life, changed for the better. And that's neglecting, especially if a guy that's come along and he's the best thing she'll ever get in her life. It's neglecting because we all know every woman is not gifted with the same abilities, right?
Indeed.
So when you say, some woman said to me, as I talk to you, say, I'm going to be your mother, and I tell her this, I said, you're not old enough to be your mom, but you're old enough to be a good woman. That's what I told this woman. I said, you're old enough to be a good woman. And what did she say? What did she say? She had no comment on that, because what I'm saying to you is, you're old enough to understand, if you talk about age, you're old enough to understand how this life cycle works. You understand that because you're older doesn't mean that your worth of having somebody come in your life to change it. But this person that's in your life changes all the elements of your life. All elements. Look at it. All elements of your life. And you're trying to tell me, well, we're not compatible because of the age. But if you didn't look at this person's age, you didn't know this person's age. They did everything in your life, change your life better. Change your life for the better. What is the problem? If this person came in your life, and you, for example, you're older, and it's things that you don't know. This person come in the house, clean, had the house cleaned up. You know, you may be clean a little bit. They clean up, they do these things, take it out, you know, do things, help your health. Let's exercise a little bit. You can do some of you. What else you exercise? Or what you eat on? No, all that starch. This person come in, or let's do this. This person come in like, this is something that you have to look at another level. This person came in, changed their life better than an in-home care service provider would. And did all these extra things that in the bedroom, you know, in a relationship and being a lover. And, yeah, you know, and what I say to them, they say, oh, that won't be your mama. And I said, I only got one mama. Okay? I got one mama, and you can never be my mama. You can't. One can tell me, but she never be my mama. If I think this is going to work, and it's going to work, that's all she can do. We're going to work this out together, and that's as far as it goes. You're not going to be my mother. And so that's the thing I let them know. You're not going to be my mother. That's neglection. Part of my life, I've been at the options. This guy right here. Think about this guy right here. He dated a woman twice his age, just about twice his age.
I did. Dude, she was grateful. She was so dang grateful.
That's what I'm saying to you.
I was a kid woman, basically.
You get one that's grateful, then you get one that's ungrateful, then they think that they own all women.
Okay, one final thing. I want to say this is seeing the change for the past, being the change for the future. We're here. Please join the discussion. You can be on the radio. We're here at 515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. So go ahead and continue with the time we got left.
All right. This is Comedian Organic OK, and the show that we're listening to is this episode. We're talking about our women telling you, I'm older to be your mama. I'm like, yeah, you can be my mama, but I'm your daddy. That's the bedroom. That's it. Okay? That's it. You're not going to come here and throw the devil out there and tell me that ain't a lie. You're a lie. You're a lie. You're not going to disrupt the greatness in what I'm doing. You try to sit here individually, try to throw all the shade. You know, you're an individual. You're an individual. And I know my desires and what I'm looking to do has already been presented. I already enjoyed it already. Have you enjoyed it? Haven't you, dude? Haven't you talked to?
Thanks for listening. This is Cocooning for the Microphone. No, this is not that. This is seeing the change for the past, being the change for the future.
Man,
and we will see you next week.
They got us all discombobulated, man. Thank everybody tuning in for the show. We will
Thank
be
you.
Talking. Thanks for tuning in on the show.
Please come again.